517, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. And joining me now is Deborah Simmons. She writes, Can We Talk? Here at the Washington Times. And her story today deals with Mitt Romney on schools. Now we're talking, right?
Now we're talking.
All right. Set it up for me. Evidently, Mitt Romney has a pretty good plan, huh?
Yeah, he gave a speech recently at the U.S. to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and it was a large contingency of Hispanic and Latino there as well. And they applauded the fact that Romney, without even using the V word for vouchers, said that he would, as president, make sure that every low-income family and every special needs student in the country gets to choose where their child goes to school, public, private, parochial, what have you, by making sure that federal funds follow the student instead of following the bureaucracy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about that? A politician that might be on the right side of getting our kids a good education.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if they decide that's not the school for their child, after, you know, a semester or a full year, then they can still have the option to send them where they want to go because that money is doing exactly what it should do.
Yeah. You know, this thing, if he could implement this program, you know it's just going to be an earthquake to the teachers' unions and to a lot of these failing schools across the country.
Well, not only that, but also to the government workforces and bureaucracy and red tape that are set up and dictate exactly what must go on with every child in every schoolhouse where, as you know, public schools are. All children have to move in lockstep on the same paragraph, in the same page, in the same book at exactly the same time, or they can easily be labeled either disruptive or disabled, you know, or have a learning disability. And this really helps them out a lot because a parent might want their child in a smaller school, a Catholic school even, who seem have, and for decades, seem to be able to educate our children on extremely smaller budgets than traditional public schools.
Yeah, and provided a great education.
Absolutely, and discipline.
Yeah, yes, and that's something lacking. You know, it's funny, Newt Gingrich, I don't know if you caught this, but he appeared with Al Sharpton the other night on MSNBC, and he suggested, given the opportunity in the right setting, the poorest kids from some of the worst neighborhoods in the nation can step up without pressure from bad apples, and they can excel in school, and that's what we need.
Absolutely, because it's not that the majority of the kids are disruptive. There's usually only a handful, you know, and all the kids in the school know who they are, who are always disrupting the class, coming in late, you know, cracking jokes, thinking that they're Jerry Lewis or Martin Lawrence or somebody like that, who are disruptive and need a little bit more attention. But because we let the teachers' union and others keep telling us that these class sizes are too large, we keep putting more money into the status quo operations, and we don't go anywhere. The other issue with why I think my man Mitt, as I think I will take to calling him, is right on target with this one, is because this is an issue that when and because he's pulling some of the federal bureaucracy out of the way, not dismantling the department, but that libertarians and conservatives can embrace, for sure, and it's something, and it snatches every iota of education reform that the Barack Obama, Arne Duncan have tried to implement over the past couple of years. It will cause them to be a failure in their own race to the top. Even Margaret Spellings, who, as you know, was George W. Bush's education chief and was in Romney's camp and an advisor, has separated herself from that camp because she doesn't agree. She thinks that school vouchers and a part of the charter school movement that we're moving so fast, too much of it is untried and untested.
Yeah. You know, one other thing I like about Romney's plan, he also wants to be able to hold schools responsible for the results. What a novel approach that would be.
Absolutely. And that was a part of George Bush's initial No Child Left Behind plan.
Yeah.
It was the one that I think I embraced the most, as a matter of fact, because it gave the appearance that we're going to have these report cards on these schools so that a parent will know, okay, I'm moving from this city to that. Let me, and I know what street I'm going to live on, where the zip code is, so let me check out the public schools there if they have this information online or handout or what have you. But the problem was is that we kept pouring more money to give them more options to reform themselves. And not enough for the children to parents to allow, to opt out of the not only the school, but the school system itself.
Yeah. I'm going to turn you in a different direction if I can for a minute, because I know the other part of your column dealt, with some of the, the situation at the, city council.
Mm.
Big shakeup. You surprised by the Kwame Brown saga?
No, I'm not. I was surprised that he lied on bank documents to buy a boat.
Yeah, a boat called what? What was it? Silver Bullet or something
Bulletproof.
Or Bulletproof?
Yeah. I certainly was surprised at that aspect. I think if he had lied and actually remodeled his house, renovated, you know, 115-year-old Victorian home or something, that there may have been more sympathy for him out there. But to manufacture not only a company, but a job for yourself in that company and your salary in that non-existent company, that speaks a lot to his character.
Yeah.
And who he is, in order to get a dime.
Who do you think ultimately will sit in that chair? I know Phil Mendelson's going to be there at least into November, but do you see someone else?
Well, I'm hearing rumblings of not only Phil himself running for that seat come this fall, but a couple of other council members, and I know Tom has reported on that short speculation list at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think right now everybody's holding their breath. It's obvious the federal prosecutors didn't think they better go after Kwame Brown first, because the mayor just may be out the door.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't make good sense if they knew this guy was dirty, that the chairman was dirty, to have him in position to become mayor. As a matter of fact, my mother and I have joked a couple of times about how if they keep knocking these Humpty Dumpties off the wall, Marion Barry might just end up mayor.
Oh, no. And you heard what he did. You know, he came out yesterday and claimed that they had become the laughing stock of the nation. Like that didn't happen back in the 90s?
Exactly. We laughed so hard we cried, didn't we?
Yeah, we sure did. Yeah, that's true. You know what? I think you're next in line.
Okay, I'll go for it.
All right. Deborah, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks,
appreciate
Sandy.
It.
Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Deborah Simmons, she writes, Can We Talk? In the Washington Times. And her feature today is Romney on Schools. Now We're Talking. And, just a much better plan than Obama has put forward. And Obama, obviously, is beholden to the unions, and Romney won't be. That's the way I see it. 525, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.